Now, friends, the storm is over as far as this little book is concerned. This little book of Zephaniah opens with dark forebodings. It opens with rumblings of judgment that are ominous. And we have been through it. In fact, the last time when we took the first part of the third chapter here is judgment of the city of Jerusalem. It's almost frightening to read. And then it is frightening when you come to the last, and it's the picture of the great tribulation period when he judges all nations. And they will be brought up against Jerusalem in that last day. So that actually you have two kinds of judgment here. God's judgment of his own people, and that is always chastisement. Whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth. He child trains. He disciplines. And then God must judge the unbelieving world. And that is the picture that is before us in this little book. And therefore, this little book is like a Florida hurricane, a Texas tornado, a Mississippi River flood, a Minnesota snowstorm, and a California earthquake all rolled together. And you would think when you read this that God hates his people and he hates mankind in general. That he's vindictive, that he's cruel, that he's brutal, that he's unfeeling, and that he's unmoved. But the story that we told at the beginning is the story that illustrates this little book. It is the story of that man that took that little child in the darkness of the night and rushed her away from home. It looked like he was kidnapping her. And it was frightful when he turned her over to another man who plunged a knife into her innards. And my, that was a frightful thing. But when you know the whole story, it was the father that had a little girl, his own little precious girl, that had been having attacks of appendicitis. And so it was at night that he went in and picked her up and rushed her to the hospital and put her into the hands of the family physician. And in tenderness, everything was done. But we find today that our great physician, he takes his own and he puts the ones he loves on the operating table. And even in judgment, God is love, even when he's judging the unsaved. And when he's judging those that are his own, God is love. And we saw last time that this world in which we live, the final curtain is coming down. Someday man's little day will be over. And then judgment comes for lost mankind. But God will restore his children. And we're going to find out that what we endured down here was actually a blessing in disguise. Now, with that in mind, let's come to this. And as we do, let me put before you another little story again, one that actually happened, of a boy that was in school. And he was away from home, and things got rough. The lessons were difficult, and he was homesick. And he wrote home, and he said, "Dad, it's hard here. The assignments are too heavy, and the dormitory is too strict, and I'm homesick, and I want to come home." The father writes back a stern and severe letter, and he says, "You stay on there. You study hard. You apply yourself. You get to work." And when the boy gets that letter from his dad, he says, "I don't think my dad loves me anymore. My dad couldn't love me, or he wouldn't want me to go through this torture that I'm going through here." Well, we got a heavenly father that tells us, "You stay down there. You're in the college of life. I'm preparing a place for you, and I'm also preparing you for that place. And I'm preparing you down there in the world."